Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness. Welcome to Day 33 of the Letters of John. Today's title is a commandment about faith and love. Martin Luther said, "The two chief things are faith and love. Faith receives the good. Love gives the good. Faith offers us God as our own. Love gives us to our neighbor as his own." Our text today is 1 John 3:21 through 24. It reads, "Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do what pleases Him. And this is His commandment, that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as He commanded us. Whoever keeps His commandments abides in God, and God in him. And by this, we know that He abides in us, by the Spirit whom He has given us." Over the last few days, John has taught us that our love for God, displayed through our actions, can bring us assurance about what we truly believe in our hearts. God desires to bring us to victory over our struggle with doubts. As we look closely at our own lives, realizing God knows everything about our hearts, we can trust God to bring us to a place of confidence in our relationship with Him. Confident assurance in our salvation dramatically changes the approach to our Christian life. When we know we are saved, we can pray with confidence. When we're obeying God's commands out of genuine love for Him, we know we are growing closer to Him. The closer we grow to Him personally, the more power we feel in our conversations with Him. When you love your Heavenly Father with all of your heart, it changes your perspective of His commandments. Rather than seeing His commands as restrictive, you begin to understand that His commands are there for your protection and direction. God wants you to experience the victorious life, so He gives you commands in order to guide you there safely. This leads us to the two commandments found in 1 John 3:23. And this is His commandment, that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as He commanded us. These commandments centered around our faith and love. God commands us to believe in Him and love one another because He knows that faith and love are directly related to each other. When we believe in Him fully, we love one another freely. And in addition, our love for one another reveals how much we believe in Him. So faith and love have an incredible correlation to our connection to Jesus Christ. John adds to this connection of faith and love in verse 24 when he says, "Whoever keeps His commandments abides in God, and God in him." Did you see the dual direction again of faith and love? If you keep God's commandments, you know you abide in Him. If you have faith and love, you also know God abides in you. On top of that, John closes verse 24 with, "And by this we know that He abides in us, by the Spirit whom He has given us." God has not only sent His Son, He also sent His Spirit. Both were sent out of God's deep desire for us to be saved and to know it. His commands concerning faith and love, combined with the presence of His Spirit, show us God's intense longing for us to live confidently in our walk with the Lord. Here are some questions to think about today. Have you had the wrong view of God's commands in your life? In what ways? How should you properly view His commands? Do you see faith and love working together in your spiritual journey? What does God's desire for your security reveal about His deep love for you? Thanks for joining us again. Have a great day.